propaganda war over Iran has taken a strange turn. The White House and the Iranian regime are trolling each other online in a war of memes, posting videos like these on their official social media channels.
Maverick sent out.
It started with the White House posting videos of real airstrikes on Iran, edited together with clips from American action movies and video games, even SpongeBob SquarePants.
You wanna see me do it again?
With captions such as Justice the American Way and Wake Up, Daddy's Home.
This obscene focus on lethality and the celebration of violence, this focus on a gaming culture where victims vanish from moral consideration, is an utterly immoral.
Tehran is now firing back.
By the time a satellite finds me, I'm already gone.
The regime's propaganda studio producing these animations. Many depicting Lego figures of the U.S. president, Israeli prime minister, and the devil plotting attacks on Iran to distract from the Epstein scandal.
A lot of this stuff would seem silly if it wasn't obviously such a serious situation. Absolutely. Is this stuff actually effective?
I mean, I think it's effective in functioning as rallying cries. We are talking about content that's been viewed in the billions.
What started as a propaganda war between the American and Iranian governments has now spiraled into an online free-for-all, with other apparently ordinary users deploying AI technology to produce not only memes, but deepfake videos of the war. This video purports to show an Iranian attack on the U.S. Navy in the Strait of Hormuz. Well, this one claims to show Israel's airport being struck by an Iranian missile. Both are fake.
The use of AI is just shedding doubt everywhere. So it's making things more believable, but it's also making things not believable in the sense that anything and everything can be edited or fully AI generated.
This parallel information war is blurring the lines between real and fake